Hey, welcome to another episode of ISA Talks. Today we're going to talk about Syria and ISIS. Yes, they are still fighting in ISIS in central Syria. Despite facing continuous losses from Russian airstrikes and battles with regime forces, ISIS remain active in Aleppo, Homs, Hama, Raqqa, and their Erzurum governorates. March 2024 was marked by surge in violence as ISIS carried out at least 69 confirmed attacks. These attacks resulted in the death of 84 pro-Assad regime soldiers and 44 civilians. Additionally, 51 soldiers and civilians were wounded, making it the most violent month of ISIS Badia insurgency since late 2017. A notable shift in tactics has been observed during this period. Unlike previous months where attacks primarily targeted civilians, March 2024 saw significant increase in attacks against security forces. ISIS cells strategically targeted regime outposts, ambushed patrols, and even captured and executed soldiers. Moreover, the group expanded its urban operation in Deir ez-Zor, launching attacks on local religious officials and intelligence members. Despite their aggressive posture, ISIS faces losses during March. At least 8 ISIS fighters were killed across central Syria as a result of Russian airstrikes and clashes with regime forces. In February 2024, ISIS carried out 33 confirmed attacks, resulting in death of 35 pro-Assad regime soldiers and 25 civilians. An additional 33 soldiers and civilians were wounded in these attacks. Most of the February attacks targeted security forces, and violence remained concentrated in Homs province. The confirmed losses of 18 ISIS fighters in February indicate a significant increase in group ranks with new recruits over the past 2 years. This level confirmed losses unprecedented during their insurgency. While moderate fighting continues, ISIS has been contained in manageable small area and force capitulated in central Syria. Efforts from Russian airstrikes and regime forces have contributed to limited their territorial expansion. However, the outgoing presence of ISIS's mentioned governorates highlights of ongoing challenges faces in eradicating their influence in the region. So the ISIS is still fighting in central Syria. So that is, people think that ISIS is actually killed and finished, but they are still recruiting people daily basis and attacking the Syria regime. So hopefully you like this episode, because there was no news today, so I needed to write one news about Syria and ISIS that people probably don't know about. So see you in the next episode, and follow me, like and share.